Okay, well, I'll go back to my teenage years. One day, a friend of mine came over to my house and told me about this kid who lived nearby, and he did the most amazing thing. He built a radio, and he talks to people all over the world with it. Now, this was many, many years ago, so that was quite an amazing statement. So he asked me, do you want to go over and see? I said, yeah, sure. So we went over on a Saturday afternoon and went down to the basement, and there's this geeky, well, they weren't geeks at that time, but there was this studious-looking kid talking on a microphone, and it was very impressive. And after he got finished, we asked him, well, who are you talking to? He says, we're talking to Albany. I was talking to some guy in Albany, and he was so amazed. Of course, Albany was only 90 miles away. It's just like talking, you know, to somebody on Alpha Centauri or something like that on a galaxy somewhere. So I got very fired up as a result of that, and I got my ham license. And I just like fell in love with radio and electronics, and I read everything I possibly could get my hands on, joined, you know, ARRL and that. And I was very interested in building things. Well, then I went to college. I had no interest in becoming an engineer, even though I had probably for the previous 3 or 4 years done a huge amount of studying in electronics because I was so interested. But my interest was in radio broadcasting, completely non-technical. And, you know, I thought I'd do my ham stuff as an avocation. Well, while I was at NYU, I was downtown Manhattan, and a buddy of mine told me that he worked in a radio station uptown in Midtown, WINS, which is a big New York station, all news station that's still in operation. And he said, would you like a job there at night? And I, you know, that was something you could die for, because if you wanted to get into broadcasting and then work in a big New York radio station, that was fabulous. And so he recommended I got a job, and doing some menial things up there, logging and stuff like that, writing things down. But it was at night. I worked 3 nights a week after school. And I was very fortunate to get a mentor who found out I had a ham license, and he was a ham, and he was an engineer up there. He used to, you know, spin records and repair, you know, the audio equipment, that kind of thing. And he knew of my interest in going into broadcasting, and he said, well, if you want to get a job in a radio station, get an FCC first phone ticket. And I said, a first phone ticket? You know, I'd heard about it, knew something about it, and it was just too awesome to even contemplate. But, and this is really a classic situation of the mentor dropping a couple of sentences and changing your life. He said, gee, Len, you're a smart kid. You can do it. You'll have no problem with it. And I believed him. So I bought the Q&A book, which was like 300 pages or 400 pages long, and I just attacked it and learned it, and I got my CC license. Of course, I had a reasonable amount of knowledge at that point from my ham background.